here are two new ways to stay connected to Issues Etc., Facebook and Twitter. You'll find photos of in-studio guests at facebook.com/issuesetc, and you'll find a list of upcoming topics and guests on Twitter at issuesetc. Social networking for the thinking Christian, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc. Connect with fellow Issues Etc. junkies today, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc.
To Jordan came the Christ our Lord, to do his Father's pleasure. Baptized by John, the Father's word was given us to treasure. This heavenly washing now shall be a cleansing from transgression, and by his blood and agony from death's oppression, a new life now awaits us.
The first stanza of To Jordan Came the Christ Our Lord. We're going to talk about the baptism of Jesus with Deaconess Pam Nielsen for the remainder of this first hour of Issues Etc. Deaconess Pam Nielsen is a regular guest, senior editor of Sunday School Youth and Family Materials for Concordia Publishing House. Based in St. Louis, CPH has a Sunday school curriculum called Growing in Christ. Pam, welcome back.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
And to you as well. Why is Jesus baptized? Even the man who baptizes him is puzzled by his appearance there in the Jordan.
Oh, that is the question to ask, and it's the one that the kids are going to want to know. And, you know, I remember struggling this with a kid. I never understood why this lesson was important. Why do we keep talking about it? I just never got it. And so it is really important to ask the question and to answer it. Certainly John knew that Jesus didn't need to be baptized. John was there preaching a baptism of repentance, saying that people needed to convert from unbelief to faith in order to enter into the people of God. Well, of course, Jesus is already the Son of God. John knows that, you know, all the way back to in leaping in his mother's womb, he knows who Jesus is. And the people receiving John's baptism are doing it because they're responding to his call to repent. So it does seem a little mysterious here. And it is not that Jesus needs to repent, but what it is that Jesus is submitting himself to John's baptism. This is the beginning of him submitting to this way of sorrows, this suffering and dying for us, taking on the sins of the world. This is the start of that great exchange. He exchanges his righteousness in the waters of the Jordan for our sinfulness, taking our sin on to himself, and then ultimately taking it to the cross and dying for our sin so that we could live. And really, he's coming to stand with us and for us in our need to be purified. And he stands here in the waters of the Jordan in the place of us sinners. So here's that Israel reduced to one, Jesus for us.
Deaconess Pam Nielsen is our guest. When we come back, we'll talk more about the baptism of Jesus. She said he is coming to stand with us and for us. Two very important concepts. We'll be right back. Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Emmanuel Lutheran, Alexandria, Virginia. Bethel Lutheran, Ballinger, Texas. Mount Calvary Lutheran, Eola, Texas. Beautiful Savior Lutheran, Bridgeton, Missouri. Christ Our King Community Lutheran, Costa Mesa, California. Lord of Life Lutheran, Plano, Texas. Christ Lutheran, Platte Woods, Missouri. Hope Lutheran, Sonora, Texas. Faith Lutheran, Azona, Texas. And Emmanuel Lutheran, Steger, Illinois. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click support. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, We'll advertise your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. Journal, issuesetc.org. Click support. The Issues Etc. 300.
Christological. Creedal. Confessional. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
These truths on Jordan's banks were shown by mighty word and wonder. The Father's voice from heaven came down, which we do well to ponder. This man is my beloved son, in whom my heart has pleasure. Him you must hear and hear. In fullness measure, the word that he has spoken.
Stanza 3 of To Jordan Came the Christ Our Lord. We're talking about the baptism of Jesus. Deaconess Pam Nielsen is our guest. Pam, before the break, you used two phrases to describe what Jesus is doing there in the water of the Jordan being baptized by John. You said he is there to stand with us and for us, and you connected it explicitly to his cross. Explain those two things.
Well, that's right. When he submits to this washing of purification that John is there to do, he's showing that he comes to stand in the place of us sinners. He, the sinless one, and it comes to stand in our place, stands with us and for us in our need for purification from sin and death. And the only way that can happen is for that sin to be paid for. And of course, we know that Jesus takes on our sin and takes it to the cross and suffers and dies for it. So here in this event, he's showing his state of humiliation. When he uses the word now, he's really indicating God's eternal plan of saving us sinners. It's been revealed little by little throughout the whole scriptures, as we talk about so often, this saving threat of salvation that God enacts in the lives of people and in history and time and space. Now it's being ushered in with John's baptism of Jesus. It's coming to culmination in Jesus, the Son of God. So when Jesus says here in the text, it is fitting for us, he's also including John in his ministry of baptizing. And the key phrase here is when Jesus speaks of fulfilling all righteousness. And here we can really understand that best as referring to God's saving deeds. Jesus has come to fulfill, complete, and culminate all of God's saving deeds once and for all for us, for our salvation. And I really want to encourage any of our listeners who are preparing for this Sunday, if you have the Matthew commentary by Dr. Jeffrey Gibbs, it is rich with this teaching and a great source for preparing to teach this to your Sunday school students.
Also here is one of the clearest, it's not the only one, but it is one of the clearest revelations of the triune nature of God that there is in Holy Scripture. And it is, I would probably say, next alongside Matthew 28, the primary text for clearly teaching the triune nature of God. Talk about that, if you will.
That's exactly right. You know, first of all, here when we're baptized in the name of the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit, there's God's name put on us. And this goes back to this event where you have the voice of God from the heavens speaking. Clearly, all who were there knew that this was God speaking. This is my son, my beloved son. And there you have the son, Jesus, being baptized, the son of God, the sinless son of God. And you have the Holy Spirit descending upon him in the form of a dove. And, you know, you have that Holy Spirit hovering over the Jordan here where a new creation is being brought into the world, just as the Spirit hovered over the waters at the creation of the world. This is the new creation, the eternal creation. And you have that dove, or the Spirit in the form of a dove, and that harkens back to the ark and after the flood and how the Holy or the Spirit there visited Noah and let him know that the new life post-flood that God would make for mankind was now ready for them to get off the ark and begin this life. And here again you have the dove and clearly the Holy Spirit. So you have all three persons of the Trinity, the Father speaking, the Son incarnate, Jesus, there in the water, and the Holy Spirit hovering over him. And that is also what we have when we are baptized. And it's something we want to assure the children in our Sunday school classes, that when we're baptized into that name, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And this is why we teach children to make the sign of the cross and to remember their baptisms. That sign of the cross, which ties this baptism to Christ on the cross for them, for their salvation, is something we want children to never forget, whose they are and how it is that they are his, and what that means for them both now and in eternity. There's so much in this text to teach this Sunday.
So this isn't just a bunch of symbols. This isn't kind of an abstraction. This is, in fact, what really happens when God makes a child for himself in the water and word of holy baptism, even today.
That's exactly right. God's name is put on us in our baptism. We become bearers of the family name. That family name is the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We are brought into the family of God. We belong to him, and we're made part of this eternal family, God's eternal family. There's no greater name to have, no greater family to be part of, and it is for eternity. We're baptized into Christ and his death and his resurrection. And there, you know, we can look to Romans 6, verses 3 to 11, rich with the teaching about that, that we're baptized into his death and also into his resurrection. And when we come up out of that water, whether we're a child or an adult, heaven is open for us just as it was opened here at Jesus' baptism. We, through him, through our baptism, through the Holy Spirit, have access to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And in our baptism, we receive his rich, wonderful, boundless blessings, the forgiveness, life, and salvation. All of that is ours as heaven is open to us in our baptism. This is real stuff, stuff for eternity, but also stuff for our daily life, so that when we sin and bear the guilt of our sin, we can be assured that Christ died for that sin and that God forgives that sin because of Christ Jesus. These are the reasons we talk about baptism all the time and why we want children to daily remember their baptism, because they are assailed by sin. Sin would seek to drown them, but sin has been drowned in the waters of the Jordan. Christ is victorious. He was victorious on the cross, and that victory is ours. And that's what we've got to teach.
Deaconess Pam Nielsen is senior editor of Sunday School Youth and Family Materials for Concordia Publishing House based in St. Louis. Their Sunday school curriculum is called Growing in Christ. You have but a sample of it here in our conversation in the last few minutes of how Christ-centered, cross-focused this Sunday school curriculum really is. And there's much more to it than even that. You can find out more about Growing in Christ. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, click Listen on Demand. There's a link there for you to follow. Or you can call Concordia Publishing House, and they'll send you a free sample of Growing in Christ so you can see it for yourself, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Ask for Growing in Christ. Pam, thank you very much for being our guest.
Thank you. Have a great week.
In the second hour of the program on this Monday afternoon, January the 3rd, we'll do a little bit of the Issues Etc. comment line, hear what you had to say during our time off the air. Then Terry Mattingly will join us. We'll walk through the top 10 religion stories of 2010, see what he thinks about the list, stories that made it, stories that didn't make it. That's coming up in the second hour of Issues Etc. today. It's no coincidence, really, that as we begin a new year, which we do, we also begin the right way with the church. The church launches its new year, of course, a little in advance of the world, beginning with Advent. But it begins the year of our Lord, this time which we walk through with Jesus step by step as he is our substitute in birth, in life, in suffering, in death, and in resurrection, walking with him as the church through that half of the church year. It's no coincidence that then we have the beginning of a new calendar year with the new beginning that is ours in the water and word of holy baptism. A reminder for the church that this is where the church begins. This is where our life in Christ begins. This is where Christ would begin his ministry as his substitute for us, taking our sin, being the sin bearer. John the Baptist points to him and says, "Behold the Lamb of God who is carrying the sins of the world." And indeed, that is what he has done for us. This is the way we begin a new year as the church, as Christians. This is how we look forward to a year that is as yet unwritten and yet is known to God already. Whatever it may hold, we know that we are held fast by the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Whatever may happen in the year to come, we know that God has already done everything sufficient for our salvation through his Son, Jesus Christ. Whatever this year may mean, and it's only 365 days, but it's one among many years we will spend here, whatever it may mean, we know that God has brought it all into focus in the life of our Savior Jesus Christ for us. It's a great way to begin a celebration of a new year with the celebration of Christ's baptism on our behalf. I'm Todd Wilkin, Hour 2 of Issues Etc. in 7 minutes.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.